The prodigy parked his black-rented Nissan Altima alongside the curb on 201 Elm Street in Joliet, Illinois. He sat there, seething, as the rain beat against the windshield of his rental. His heartbeat accelerated, and his palms sweated. This was so unlike him. He had never experienced anything like it in similar situations. His narcissistic tendencies would not allow it. He thought about this day ever since he realized he was adopted, the day he would confront his birth mother for giving him up. Would she be glad to see him, or would she slam the door in his face? Would she beg for forgiveness, or would she be impressed by his many accomplishments? He was special from the get-go, reading at age 3, graduating high school at 12, and graduating from the prestigious Harvard Medical School at 20. But it didn't matter. Her betrayal was unforgivable. He waited, not out of fear, but out of caution. She was supposed to be home alone while her husband worked, but the alarm bells went off when another Nissan Altima pulled in 2 car lengths in front of him. The driver quickly got out of the vehicle and approached the house with his windbreaker hood up. There was something eerily familiar about the man, but what? At first, she was reluctant to let the man in, but then she opened the door wide and hugged him tightly, dressed only in a silk top and pajama shorts. The sight sent the prodigy's anger surging, hot and immediate, rising to a near boil. It wasn't enough that his birth mother had proven her worthlessness by abandoning him. Now she stood there, welcoming a young lover into her arms as if nothing had ever been lost. He clenched his jaw, fighting the urge to step out of his car and confront them both. He stayed still, but only barely. The only person he despised as much as his birth mother was his adoptive father, who was a control freak. He was furious when his son chose the medical field over finance and threatened to disinherit him. The man who called him son controlled every aspect of his life until he turned 18, including his clothes, hairstyle, friends, and even who he was allowed to date. But unlike her husband, his adoptive mother was always supportive and dismissive of her son's cruelty to animals and so-called friends. When the 9-year-old boy genius locked his cousin in the tool shed for 6 hours, she waved it away as harmless mischief. Boys being boys.